withdraw it.
Let's call the appropriations committee meeting to work. First item on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, here. Congressman Bighorst.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present. You have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yeah, I probably need this. Thank you, Congressman Potts. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We just praise you for your awesome care and love for us and your watch over us. I just come to you now, right now, asking that you help our hearts get right to do our job and that you be with us when we make our decisions and have these discussions. Lord, I just ask that we can cooperate in peace and love. Please be with our Osage people that are in mourning. We've had a great loss in one of our families, and I just ask that you be with that family and you comfort them and be with them through this hard time and the struggle that they're having right now in their lives. I ask that you be with our men and women that serve in the military, and that you be with our elders and our young children, Lord. Protect them. Watch over them. We just thank you and we praise you again. All these things we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Congressman Walker.
Very end, or towards the end, I relinquished the position of chair, and then it shows that I adjourned the meeting. Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended, and there's a second from Congressman Bighorst. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 2005, act to authorize $35,000 to be spent out of the capital asset fund for the purpose of a tractor to be utilized by Bird Creek Farm and to establish an alternate effective date. The author is Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chairman Potts. We have Jason George with Bird Creek Farms here today. Would it be okay to ask him and Mr. Littleton to join us today?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. All right, so again, thank you guys for being here today. And Bird Creek Farms is in need of a new tractor. And we have given a support documentation with a estimate and cost, and it's good until November 30th, I believe. If I looked at that correct on the quote, it would be from P&K Equipment. And it is a small, I don't even know, is it a small front-end loader tractor?
Probably a medium-sized front-end loader tractor.
Okay.
There's a picture attached to that quote, too, just to give an idea of the size of it.
There is. And when I was approached and asked to sponsor this legislation, of course, some of my questions were, you know, what is there an absolute total need at this point in time? And I was informed that the tractor that they currently have is, it's operational. However, it's operational for about 20 minutes, and then they have to let it cool down and turn it off and those types of things. They've done maintenance on it and upkeep, but it is, it's definitely in need of replacing. The other thing is that we did receive support documentation also from the executive branch concerning the balance, the current balance as of last week. I visited shortly with Mr. Littleton a few moments ago, and just to talk to him about that support documentation, and the current balance that they have is $35,306. The quoted price for the tractor is $33,199. And so $35,000 was picked at that point, just, and it can be amended if need be. And so would you like to add anything, Mr. George?
Right. The current tractor we have is a 1984 model that has a lot of hours on it. And it's actually Tribal Works, and they're gracious enough to let us use it as much as we need to out there. But there are times that they need to use it during the year, and then that leaves us kind of, we have a little bitty tractor that we use in the interim. So, yeah, we put a lot of maintenance in it the last couple of years, and it's nearing its end, I believe.
May I continue? Thank you. And Mr. Littleton, I was wondering if I could ask you to, the money that is in the capital asset fund right now, is, could you just kind of elaborate on that a little bit, that is in there, because it is a revolving fund, and it would take an authorization from this body in order to spend anything that's in that revolving fund?
Yes, ma'am, that's my understanding. There is a balance in there that we, as we complete projects, unspent money stays in that revolving fund, but we cannot spend it until you appropriate it. So presently there is a an amount there. It's around $2 million. I can't remember exactly. Got the report on very small print. Sorry. Like $2.8 million in there right now. Some of that's appropriated on other projects, but there is sufficient funds in there now for the tractor.
Thank you. And I appreciate your time today, and I really do not feel that this is an unreasonable request from Bird Creek Farm, specifically since it is a 1984 tractor and that it is being shared by Tribal Works and Bird Creek Farms, which I'm so thankful that they're willing to help you guys out.
Absolutely.
So anyways, that's it.
Congresswoman Edwards.
All right, so you're saying that the law allows for whatever funds, remaining funds, are available in the cap asset fund to remain in the fund after completion of a project?
Yes, that changed. I think there was a time before that it had to be returned to Treasury. And there was a law that changed that where it now stays in there.
And who tracks? So when a project's completed, then we in the past, that money went back in. So now it just sits there, and who tracks that?
We have an accountant assigned to that capital asset fund.
So do you have some documentation that would show us that there's $35,000? Is that remaining from one project or all projects?
It's remaining from several projects.
Okay. And then my other question is, you know, there's a request today for another $99,000, which I think is a capital asset request. So that would also need to come out of the fund, right?
Correct.
So there's $35,000 in the fund to fund $133,000 worth of appropriation requests.
Correct.
So how make that work? How do you make that work when you've got $133,000 being requested out of a fund that has $35,000 in it?
Excuse me. I guess I didn't have my auctioneer ears on as quick as you were talking. There is sufficient funds in there presently for both projects, both the 99 and the 35.
I thought someone just said that there was $35,000 in it.
Point of clarification, I believe Congresswoman Stabler's appropriation is to provide the funds to be allowed in that account. So there will be funding available.
But that's not what the treasurer just said.
I believe ONCA 2006 provides the funding to be placed into that account.
I just need clarification then from the treasurer.
There's 35 in there now. The bill for the building is to move money into the capital asset fund, if I remember correctly. Isn't that correct, Congressman Stabler?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Doesn't your bill move money into the capital asset fund? Yes. So, and I was taking in consideration that that was going to pass there. So I apologize for assuming that.
Can we get a document that shows the balance of the fund?
In the in communication 2036 that was provided to the Clerk of Congress, we do have a letter from the Director of Operations to Speaker Tillman notifying us of the balance of unspent funds in the Capital Asset Fund.
With maintaining the capital asset fund. Isn't that the treasury?
I would say the treasury.
So I'm just saying I prefer when we have these situations where we're looking for balances of funds that the entity that's responsible for maintaining them to provide the information.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I would agree.
It doesn't have to
Congresswoman
be.
Congresswoman Lemon.
It doesn't say that. No. The bill doesn't say
Congresswoman
that.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No, but it has to be amended.
You just said it did.
Congresswoman Lemon.
I said that was my intent.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So in lieu of Congresswoman Edwards and Congresswoman Whitehorn's request, would it be too much to ask you, Treasurer Littleton, to send an official document showing the balance from your office to this body of Congress?
We can do that.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Just out of curiosity, what's going to happen to the old tractor?
We'll continue to use it as much as we can as well. We'll probably give it back to Tribal Works.
Nothing wrong with things from the 80s.
I'm sure they might be glad to have it back.
Good plan. Right.
Speaker Tillman.
That was where I was going. I just didn't know if you were trading it in, not trading it. The purchase price, does that also include an extended warranty?
Complete warranty.
Complete warranty.
Brand new tractor.
Is there like a vehicle that comes with a certain warranty when you buy it, but you also are allowed to purchase an extended warranty?
Right. I haven't looked into the extended warranty.
Okay.
But it is warranted for at least a year. Okay. I don't know what John Deere's terms of their warranty is, but I would guess it was at least a year.
Okay.
A certain amount of hours, I guess.
Okay. A lot of times they cover things that when that warranty of a year expires, then it continues on. So, okay. Thank you.
Any further questions? This time I do have an amendment to offer. Page 1, line 25, after farm, insert, as stated in the table below, page 1, line 26, insert the following table. Simply a budget with tribal revenue of $35,000 and expenses for Bird Creek Farm tractor acquisition at $35,000.
Second.
So motion and a second. I have no discussion. I can relinquish the chair to Vice Chair Walker.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Has the sponsor of the bill seen this, and is that, and what's the purpose of putting it in this format?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe that the sponsor has seen this. I emailed her the day that the bill was filed. The law, as I read it, says that a budget is needing to be accompanied by any request. This is appropriating the funds for that. Otherwise, you would just be appropriating money to the capital asset fund with no specific purpose, which I think it states that there has to be a specific purpose for the appropriation to the capital asset fund, which is how the treasurer is able to track each project that is in the capital asset fund. So,
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I don't agree with this. This is not an appropriation. This is a reallocation of assets that's already contained within the fund. this would believe you, this would make, lead you to believe that new tribal revenue was going to be appropriated to that fund, which is not the case.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't believe that this changes any of the language. The bill states that it's to authorize $35,000. This is just simply stating where that revenue will come from and authorizing the expenditure for the intended purpose that's contained in the amendment.
The revenue is in a fund, not in the tribal coffers, not in...
I'd be open. I can strike any reference to revenue on that and just state the expenditure. I believe that it has to have a budget with it, as dictated by the enacting law of the capital asset.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Did legislative council certify that the bill was in proper form when it was filed? Did legislative council certify that the bill was in proper form when it was filed?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I visited with Trey concerning the piece of legislation. He drafted the legislation for me. When I spoke with him, he said there was a possibility that someone on Appropriations Committee may want a budget to go along with it. There is always a great debate about authorize, appropriate. If you look them up, they're synonyms. So, I mean, you pretty much can just, you know, it's everybody's opinion. But my understanding is that the law says to authorize, not to appropriate. I see where your Congresswoman Whitehorn is talking about where it looks like that, and I think that I'm, from what I deduce here at the table, is Congressman Potts is not opposed to any type of language change in that would make it look like not revenue. So if there's anything that anybody has to offer, an amendment to the amendment or anything like that, you know, so that we can get this down the road.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I want to move to recess so that anybody that is working on the form of a bill that may or may not be in proper form, does the law allow that a budget may be included, or does the law say that it must be?
You want to move? Or
I mean, yeah.
You're discussing a motion that
well,
has been
I just
made.
Had, I just had a comment that a budget may be included. I want to know, does the law say that it shall be included or it may be included?
We're still discussing the amendment that's been proposed by Congressman Potts. Any more discussion? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe this amendment is in line with how we've amended appropriations to the Capital Asset Fund in the past.
Wait.
Congresswoman Lemon.
This isn't an appropriation to the Capital Asset Fund. This is an authorization of expenditure of monies that were left in the fund due to projects coming under budget. So it's not really an, thank you.
Right, that's the way I see it. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would agree. I'm open to an amendment. I'm working on withdrawing and restating. I don't agree that.
Recess. To the call of the chair.
There is a motion to recess.
Second.
Call of the chair, it's been seconded. Discussion. All of those in favor of recessing, did the call of the chair say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no? No. Okay, we're in recess.
Mm-mm. Paula, I just asked you if it was coming out of the Capital Asset Fund, and you said yes. And now you're saying no, the law doesn't say that. So if
I said I have amendments to make.
I did not hear you say that.